Welcome back to the Roy City High School podcast, sponsored by Chrome Squad. We are so excited to get this year started and to have you here with us. We have some old and some new members this year, so we're going to do introductions with our team. I'll go first. I'm Allie. I was here last year. I'm now the podcast team lead, and I'm also involved in student council and NHS and choir, and so I'm very excited. I'm a senior, and then next we'll have Shelby introduce herself.
Hey, I'm Shelby. I'm a senior this year. It's my third year podcast, and I'm also involved in basketball, NHS, student council. Random fact about me is I like to read.
Very nice. Okay, now Sydney is going to introduce herself.
Hey, I'm Sydney. I'm also been on the podcast team for the past 2 years. This is my senior year. I'm on the varsity soccer team, and I'm in NHS and student council.
Awesome. Okay, now Corbin's going to introduce himself. Corbin and Caitlin are new members. So now we're a team of five, which is so exciting. Caitlin's going to be the only one that's going to be the carry podcast on because the rest of us are seniors. So she's going to do amazing at that. But Corbin.
What's up? I'm Corbin. As you know, I'm a senior, and this is my first year in podcast. Besides podcast, I'm also in the Roy City band as a leadership member, and I'm in the top band wind ensemble.
Slay. Okay, Caitlin, your turn.
Hi, my name's Caitlin. I'm new to Chrome Squad and a podcast. I'm a sophomore. I'm not involved in much in school, but I'm looking to get involved in UIL. And aside from that, I play violin and I really like to read.
That's so awesome. So yeah, we have a lot of different interests. So hopefully we'll be able to appeal to a lot of people. So we're very excited for this year of podcast. Shelby is going to tell us all about the upcoming events. As this is our first podcast, we're just kind of doing an intro and letting you know what's happening. So Shelby, take it away.
Yes. Okay. So this Friday, or today, I guess, we have a football game at home against Melissa. That is at 7:30, and also patriotic theme. And then we also have a volleyball game, but it is at Mesquite Horn at 6:30 p.m. And then later on in October, we have homecoming, which is October 1st. And I believe the theme for that is dancing through the decades.
Yes.
And also, I believe Stuco is doing a contest for homecoming if you want to get two free tickets. What is it exactly again?
So we're doing a homecoming proposal contest. So there's like a lot of different fun ways that people are proposing nowadays. It's like kind of a big deal. So if you want free tickets, you can submit pictures or videos of your proposal, post them on Instagram, send them to the student council Instagram, or email them to like Ms. Voth or anyone that you know in student council leadership. And it ends the Tuesday, like at midnight of homecoming week, and then we'll announce it on Wednesday. And if you already bought your tickets, we'll just reimburse you. So yeah, it's kind of a fun thing. And yeah, dancing through the decades, it's on the field again this year. It's going to be really, really awesome. There's a lot of people putting a lot of work into it, and it's going to be really cool. I think it's from 8 to 11:30 or something like that. That might be long.
Yeah, 8 to 11, I think.
Look at the graphic. That might be more more better. Anyways, speaking of homecoming, we are looking to start. We're not looking. We're doing it. It's happening. We're going to do an advice column this year, kind of like advice column in a newspaper, but we're just talking. Talking about it. So there is someone. We're keeping this all anonymous, so it's just fun. Someone somewhere at the high school is looking to ask someone to homecoming, which I'm sure lots of people are in that situation. So if there's a cute guy, cute girl that you're looking to ask to homecoming, we say go for it.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I think a lot of people, they are scared of, or they're just nervous because they're not sure what the other person's going to say. But honestly, personally, I've never been asked to homecoming, and I think that's so fun. Like,
it would
I think
be
it's
so fun.
Super like sweet to ask someone to homecoming, and especially if you like put effort into asking them like mm-hmm. something of interest or something that's like makes sense to ask them, like, you know, if they play a sport or like don't know, any
show
clubs
that you care
in.
About their interests.
Yeah, for sure. And definitely just be confident in yourself, you know. Like, mm-hmm. you never know what they're going to say. Yeah. So don't just like think down and be like, I'm not going to ask because they're going to say no. You yeah. never know.
Be confident in what you have to offer, because like getting asked to homecoming, it's so fun. Like yeah. even if you just go as friends, like it doesn't have to be all this pressure of like, hey, I want a relationship or something. Like, whoa, calm down, hit the brakes. It's just a school dance.
Yeah.
But like, it'll be so fun. So like, be confident with what you have to offer and what you're bringing to the table. So that's this week's advice column. Okay, now Caitlin is going to start another little thing. We're kind of going to start some new traditions. We're going to do Learn Something New every podcast. So Caitlin, take it away.
Today, September 7th, and it is Queen Elizabeth I's birthday. She was one of the longest reigning monarchs of England and one of the first couple of queens, too, to reign. So
that's so cool. That's really cool. So anybody that has a birthday on September 7th, the day that we're recording this, pretty swag, and you're up there with a queen.
Queen.
So
Elizabeth, you know.
Queen Elizabeth.
Crazy.
Yeah. Okay, now Corbin is going to tell us about the random national or nay, international holidays for the today.
And
Friday.
And
today.
There's an international Sudoku day somewhere.
Here. Everywhere.
An international. It could be anywhere. And then there's National Teddy Bear Day. That's here. That's here.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Wonderful Weirdos Day. I don't know where that's at.
I don't know what that is, but if you're a weirdo and you feel wonderful, then it's your day.
Good
Shout
for
out
you.
To you.
Yeah.
It's your day. Live it up.
Positivity. I like it. And National Stand Up to Cancer Day.
That one's more serious. Stand up.
Stand up. I can't. I feel like I'm gonna knock something over.
Oh yeah, probably good.
Well, I mean physically I couldn't, but figuratively
stand up. Thank you very much for that.
And then
pledge
on
September 30th.
On September 30th, it's National Podcast Day.
So basically, we're famous on that day. So please tell us in the hallways that you love us and you're grateful for us. Thank you very much.
$20 for an autograph.
Okay, well, thank you everyone so much for that wonderful episode. We are so grateful that you're here and listening. If you have anything you want us to talk about, let us know, and we will keep coming with the podcast this year. Look out next week for a podcast to 90. And yeah, have a great day, and see you at the football game tonight.
Woo!
Bye.
Bye.